Have you enjoyed it all right? Thank you. Thank you. Here's what I would like to know. Will you have us back again sometime? That's fine. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. We want to thank the Wildwood Pickers for helping us get the date here. We really appreciate that a lot. They've come down to the Bluegrass Festival. It starts the second week in June and goes through the third weekend. So you're welcome to come down. We'd be mighty glad to have you down there. And I want to say again, it's really a pleasure, wonderful to see Jethro Burns. And I'm going to get him to come down to the Grand Ole Opry sometime and be my guest there at the Opry and us play some mandolin together. And I know that they would love for him to come down there. They'd love to have him because the people that are all there love his mandolin playing. And a lot of us known him for years back up around Knoxville in that part of the country. And he would sure be welcome there at the Grand Ole Opry. I'm going to have him to come down. So we do hope you've enjoyed it here tonight. We've enjoyed playing for you. And we'd like to come back again sometime. You've enjoyed it, have you, Wayne?
Oh, I sure have.
Well, thank you.
Ask me about it. It's good to get back up in this part of the country. We work a festival out here. Where is that, Marcel's? Yeah, Marcel's. Okay, we work that every year. Y'all come out there, I'm sure. I see a few familiar faces. Signed T-shirts. Yes, we do. It's good to see Marty Hall and her daughter down. It's good to have you back at the shows, Marty. And just good seeing all you folks. And I'm just happy to be here. And I'm going to say good night as quick as I call Mark Embry up to say a few words.
Mark, get up there, boy.
Give me my bass fiddle.
You can have it.
Who you calling boy? I've enjoyed it. It's really a pleasure to come back to this area. Of course, I'm from not too far from here, up in Appleton, Wisconsin. And hey, Appleton, hometown of Joe McCarthy, Harry Houdini, Edna Ferber, Rocky Blyer. So anyway, you ready, aren't you?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'd like to thank you for coming out tonight. We sure appreciate it. And I'd like to thank Dave's Italian Kitchen over there for the best spaghetti with white clam sauce that I've ever eaten in my life. It's really a pleasure. Thank you.
Blake Williams.
Well, I usually don't get to go before Kenny, so I don't have time to think up anything really witty. I'd like to pass a little story along to you, though. Two fellas were having a discussion one day about whether or not there would be any baseball in heaven. One of them said, "I tell you what, if I go before you, I'll come back and tell you." He said, "Okay, I'll do the same." So the old fellow passed away, and the other man was walking down the street one day. And there he came down and appeared before him, and he said, "I've got good news and bad news." He said, "There is baseball in heaven." He said, "Great." He said, "What's the bad news?" He said, "You're pitching Friday." I've enjoyed it. Thank you all.
Kenny Baker.
I wish you'd talk over y'all tonight, man.
Well, ain't one thing about it, people. You know, I've quit politics, and I'm not up here to tell you no lies, I'm telling you. This is my favorite part of the country, I've got to tell you that. Yeah. And you know, looking right down in the front rows right here puts me in the mind of a flower garden, you know. But you do see an old weed every now and then, you know.
Thank you, Kenny. We've enjoyed a lot, and I hope you've enjoyed the Bluegrass Boys. And speaking for everybody that's been on the stage, the Wildwood Pickers and Jethro Burns and the Bluegrass Boys and myself, it's time we say good night to y'all.